cookies. It's Cocktail Corner on 95BFM, brought to you by the good folks at Liquor King.
Welcome, Eddie.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you up here. And this evening from Liquor King, what's on offer? Where are we taking Cocktail Corner?
Well, today we're going to make a gin sour, and then we're going to put a bit of a twist on it by changing one ingredient, and that's going to transform it into what is actually a forgotten classic called a Clover Club. Mm. So what we're going to do is change the sugar, which is the sweetening agent within a gin sour, and then put it into a raspberry puree.
Oh.
And then what this does is change the game a little bit. Create more of a colorful drink.
Have you got actual raspberries here? Am I seeing them in some kind of nice case?
Oh, look at that. There you go.
Snap.
Little jar.
Wow, mint pink. That's nice.
is a gin sour a typical sour?
For Christ's sake.
Whiskey sour most of the time.
You'd think that when you go to a sour, it'd probably be whiskey or a pisco, right? But the first three cocktails that came through in about 1862 was brandy sour, gin sour, and what was a Santa Cruz sour, which is a rum sour. So a rum sour, right?
So we're actually getting back to basics in a sense, getting back to the OG.
Yeah, right. I mean, like, I'm classically trained, and I love those classic cocktails because you can obviously build on them.
Yeah, man.
Do you know what I love?
Cocktails.
A classic cocktail. With a twist.
Yeah, I suppose that's, yeah.
Well, that's what we're here for today, aren't we?
It's important that you just love, really, I think, and who cares what.
Okay. That's good. So, Eddie, talk us through it. What's next? What do you got?
Yeah, so we'll start off with the gin sour, get you guys to have a look at how it's made. Mm-hmm. We'll talk you through the real basic methodology of creating it.
Okay.
And then from there, we'll change the game up a little bit, put some raspberry in there. And then see what you guys think of that pink drink.
I know this is radio and you can't see what I'm doing, but I'm nodding.
I'm looking at a couple of eggs in the glass and it's very far off flat.
We prep some egg white. Yeah, so the first thing we're gonna make is the gin sour, and sours are a family of cocktails that contain a base spirit or liqueur of some kind. Some citrus juice is the sour element, usually lemons. And then a sweetener, most commonly sugar, but, also honey, agave, syrup, etc., etc. Mm.
Agave is, on trend.
It's so nice. Right. So I love those burnt notes. It's literally my favorite thing to use right now. Mm. Chuck that in a tea as well. Mm. It's a good replacement for honey.
We actually had use.
Yeah,
we
but
had,
fucking honey is... Yeah, honey. What are you trying to replace honey?
We had someone use,
give me a little burnt note on that.
Use agave instead of egg white not too long ago.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
it's multi-purpose.
Yeah, I mean,
oh, really?
There is a
froth it?
Yeah, well, it'll add some emulsification, absolutely.
I know you can chickpea. You can
chickpea?
Yeah, chickpea foam. You can get a egg white vibe out of that.
Yeah,
we can do it for vegans.
Let's come back next week and do that.
Yeah. No, stay the course, mate. Stay the course.
We'll try to. Okay. So, if the base is liqueur, because, have you guys heard of the Amaretto sour?
Yes.
Yes.
It's banging, right?
Amaretto is delicious.
Absolutely. But then, you don't want to add sugar to that or else it becomes like a sugar fest and you just can't sleep after that point, right? Sweet. So basically what we're going to do today is do a real basic structure of a gin sour. So gin, lemon, sugar, egg white. Back in the day, you didn't really use egg white.
Right.
Traditionally, it wasn't really put in there. They used it in Prohibition to kind of blunt back the bootleg alcohol that's there.
Mm. Oh.
But nowadays, it adds a really good amount of body. It takes a bite off the citrus and really blends the ingredients together.
It's good for my bodybuilding as well.
Yeah, you get some protein in there, right?
Yeah.
Games.
That's a classic spiel. Cool. Well, should we get into it?
Yes, yeah, talk us through it. Give us the measurements.
Guys, Boston Shakers up in here.
There you go.
For those of you listening at home, hey, you can all relax because this also gets podcast. We chuck up the recipe with everything there for you and where you find everything. So you can listen along, you can take notes, or you can check out the podcast tomorrow and it'll be all there for you.
I got to agree with this texter. Honey in a coffee is the business.
It is the business.
You can get the ratio wrong and it kind of goes weird, but...
Yeah, because sometimes it's real thick and you're like, oh, how do I get it out of the jar? Yeah.
There you go.
Cool. So what we're adding in the shaker right now is some egg white. So just get your standard size six egg. And then separate the yolk from the egg white.
I always feel bad for the yolk. It's almost like these drinks get you baking.
Yeah, I mean,
or frying.
Yeah, and people always cry when you chuck the yolk down the sink and using egg white. You're like, why are you wasting that? You can totally use it for breakfast.
It is.
You can obviously keep it on the side, cure it. You can actually make flips with it as well. So totally can save it. And then what we're going to do is add the beautiful gin. We've got Tanqueray today.
Tangare, this is, Eddie, you may not know this, but I know that Tangare is one of Big Hungry's favorite gins.
That's true.
Really?
I do
so
like
this
it.
This is a true story.
Straight ahead.
This is a true story. Can I, it's part of the
Sapphire.
Course that we just have a little whiff of
just
it.
For, you know, a little whiff?
It just feels like your generals. It's a mint.
Smells like Tangare.
smells like that specific brand of gin. Why is it your favorite?
I don't know, man. I just made friends with it at a young age, I think. You know how it is.
At a young age?
Well, at 18.
Old enough.
I think it's juniper forward, and you probably love the citrusiness that comes from the juniper as well. Yo. But it's super clean because there's only four, right? Four botanicals in there.
Is it true that it's only got four in there?
Yeah, so
oh,
juniper.
Wow.
Bro, that's why I like it. I like it
yeah,
simple.
It's super
like
clean,
it
right? Yeah, juniper, good. Angelica root, coriander.
Oh my god, so I didn't know that. I didn't
that's
realize
why
that about
it. Tends to think gin's real healthy because it's like, oh, look, there's nothing in it.
No, gin has typically got like a million botanicals in it. Maybe you like it because it's slightly
well,
simple.
Well, not in my life, John, because I typically like Tangare, mate. So.
Okay, London dry gin.
There you go.
Easy, I'm going to shake the cocktail now, boys.
Okay.
Yes, give it to you.
Cool beans. So some listeners will probably be like, why are you shaking with ice? First, with the egg white, because, you know, generally...
Eddie's a maniac!
What the... So, basically, what I'm doing is a reverse dry shake, which is a bit more of a modern technique in terms of shaking a cocktail with egg white in it.
Right. And that must be risky business, eh, doing that stuff. There's like a limit to how far you can go.
Yeah. Well in this case, what we're trying to do is emulsify the egg white, right? So we're
looks
trying to build
good.
That foam.
Looks good, bro. That's a nice consistency.
Yeah, there. it looks real frothy, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So basically, the reverse dry shake shakes with ice first, and that adds the dilution, chills it down.
Yo.
And then we strain it into the shaker, and then do the same thing all over again, but without ice.
Nice.
And then that dry shake will build the foam. And the reason why I'm doing that instead of a dry shake is that if we were to shake without ice, emulsify it, and then put the ice in and shake it again, we're breaking down that foam.
And you're kind of doing it in a nice loose elliptical motion here. It's not a bang crash. It's like a... It's nice. It's very nice.
Yeah, so there's two different types of shakes that I do. So for the...
I want to be in there. I want to be
you want to be in the shaker?
It's so bad right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, just come hang out with me.
It looks kind of like a float tank in space.
So the first shake is a hard shake. It's a two-point hard shake, and that just breaks the ice down and officially adds that the dilution to the drink.
Yo. Kind of forces everyone to make friends. And then you're like, oh, sorry, guys. Sorry to sort of scare you like that. Here's a nice one.
Exactly. And then the second shake is a bit more soft. And the whole point of it is to build the egg white. So we tilt it down to a 45 degree and do a sort of carousel shake.
Yo.
And that ironically creates an eddy at the bottom. See how I did that?
Okay.
Yes, yeah.
Spelled the same way?
Literally.
Perfect.
Cool beans.
Oh,
so
how's
just
the
double straining it?
Look at this at the moment, John.
Nice
I know this
creamy,
is going
right?
to change. I feel like there's going to be some kind of syrupy drips through this.
Cool beans. And the last thing we're going to do is just add a nice line. Boom.
Ooh, yeah.
One more. I will leave it at that. Yeah. Sweet, so gin sour, we got some gin, Tangare, 45 mils, 30 mils of lemon. We got 15 mils of a 1-to-1 sugar syrup.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to add a bit more sweetener, absolutely.
I do.
You know, in today's world, we actually love something a bit more sweet, so I always go to 20 at times. And then just the egg white of one egg, or 30 mils. And boom, gin sour.
And but also I like the way you put the bitters on there was like a strip right across it, like at quite a speed.
Yeah, I was like, oh, right,
and
we
so
need to do
just
that
sitting
line.
On the phone.
Presentation.
Pinky, I'm pinky.
Right, let me
I'm,
just have a look at that.
Is it pinky out on this one, Ed? What would
you say,
mate?
Yeah, go for it, man. that's a really nice diva pose you got going there.
Can I have a taste?
I was trying to
absolutely.
Be super cute.
How's the taste?
I'm surprised this is just one little strip of bitters.
It's not too sweet. Texture here is not a fan of sweet cocktails. Well. Look, it's called a sour. So.
Oh, mate, it's delicious.
No, at the end of the day, the sour is that
prevailing.
Basic. Yeah, it's 3-2-1, three parts spirit, two parts sour, and one part sweet. So there is more citrus than sweetener.
It adds up. The maths is good. So.
Well, the basic balance is, you know, two parts sour to one part sweet is what you need to do to balance the sweet and sour.
Right. Mm.
So the general rule is to do that.
I basically just drank most of that cocktail.
Dude, it's mostly gone.
Oh, yum. And now, are you mixing another one? You're going round two?
Yes, sir. So now we're going to make the Clover Club, and all we're going to do is change the sugar to a raspberry puree.
Oh, hell.
So we're comparing two similar cocktails, one with a slight twist and a bit of raspberry.
Yes, sir.
I'm actually really excited about this.
that raspberry stuff looks so random. Let's get our noses to it, John. He's
open it.
Have a bit of a smell.
It's okay. There we go. Looks, that's fresh. It smells like the garden.
Do you know what? I don't know. We've been doing this segment for about five years.
I do know that you don't know.
Giddy. 5 years, yeah. And I don't think I've had a gin sour before. And I think I goddamn like it.
I think we literally had a gin sour like last week.
No, we didn't.
We had
a gin Negroni.
You might have four.
Oh, Negroni's a dope.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, look, the gin sour isn't the most common thing in the world, but it is one of the three classics that came through. The first record of a sour was 1856, and then, you know, it came back later on in 1862.
What was that record, though? Was it, like, written on a...
It was in a saloon in Toronto, Canada, so...
Everyone, I'm making a fucking gin sour. All right, somebody write that down.
Cool beans. So we're going to shake the cocktail game, boys.
I mean, they didn't have voice memos.
So a weak shake, same method. Oh no dry shake.
Yeah, same. Now we're doing it.
Oh, you're straining. So, you strain. So it gets a strain into another shaker, and then a dry shake.
Well, you know, we're shaking with ice right now, right? So we're chilling that shaker down. So basically, all we're going to do is strain it into the exact same shaker, and then shake it again in that shaker. So it's already cold. Don't need to worry about it warming up. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to add some. Aeration.
I feel like the color of this is going to be great, like a real sister drinks.
You know what's even more funny? The Clover Club is actually a gentleman's drink. It's created in a gentleman's club called the Clover Club.
How gentle are gentlemen's clubs?
Do they have lots of raspberries on hand? I'm assuming they did. They had set a raspberry paddock by their club.
No comment on that.
Cool, so I'm going to strain into a chill coupe right now.
Oh, a strainer is a secret weapon, man. It all comes good out the bottom end of the strainer. It's like sands through the hourglass.
It just strains out those extra shards of ice so you get that nice smooth texture when you...
Oh, man, that's a great color, Ed. That is very nice.
Do you know, look, by the way, Ed, his measurements are so perfect that he's made the perfect amount for that coupe glass.
His bitters technique is really nice. I feel like people have different bitters. Oh, look at this. A little bit of a swirl.
So now I've got Angostura bitters on top, and that's just to...
And just a 5+ a day?
It's literally to hide the smell of the egg white. Have you ever dropped egg on the floor before and then smelt it, like, kind of 30 seconds after?
Oh, yeah, dude.
That classic. I'm going to clean that up later, and then you drop it, and...
I actually have this buzz where anyone else just texts in if you're in the same zone. Sometimes a clean glass kind of smells like an egg white. Like a raw egg.
Oh, that?
It's like the ammonia in it.
Did you clean it right?
Look at this cocktail.
Am I dying? Oh, shit.
Yeah, my good sir.
Oh, man.
So that's a Clover Club.
Are these like petrified raspberries or what?
So they're freeze dried.
Oh, nice, nice.
So the classic garnish is, you know, you get the fruit that you've got inside the drink. So whatever flavor that you have inside the drink, you're going to try replicate again. That's a nice pose.
Make sure you put a skinny filter on it, John.
Have a little...
Put a Paris filter on there.
Actually, don't.
Oh, wow, it smells great.
So you got that natural bitterness, eh?
Yeah, it's really lovely.
Yeah. It's banging.
So would you say this is like kind of a dessert cocktail? Or when am I getting into this little number?
Let me paint a picture. You're on the beach, you know, in Piha. Mm-hmm. Nice sunny day, 25 degrees.
The freeze-dried raspberries just make you look like a
take
genius.
Take me there, Eddie. Take me there, please.
And then have a little sip of that. Fresh, chilled.
Just cruising
out
around.
Of the chili bin.
Just cruising around putting freeze-dried raspberries on the top of my drink. No big deal.
Holy smokes. This is one, if you want to impress your friends, this is a drink to you.
Yeah, so basically that taste comes from balancing the different ingredients that are in there, right? You got the gin, you got the lemon, the raspberry puree, and then the egg white. Mm. And the intention is to follow that 3-2-1 classic sour ratio, of three parts spirit, two parts sour, one part sweet.
Mm.
And understanding, you know, even you know, the lemon might be a bit more tart, might be less tart. The sweetener might not be as sweet as you want it to be.
It's an analog thing. Let it go. Yeah. You adapt. We can rebuild.
We can rebuild.
You've like dusted the raspberry over there in a real Milky Way vibe, like across the thing. I love it.
Yeah, you want to create that same line that the Angostura bitters was in, right?
Yes, I do. I do want that. Man, that was great. Very nice. Two powerful cocktails.
Ed, this is a sort of a a great opening performance for Cocktail Corner.
Can I get everything from Liquor King? Do I get? Can I get the dried raspberries from Liquor King?
Not those ones, unfortunately. Those are from Firefresh.
You can definitely get the Tanqueray.
Yeah, so you can get the Tanqueray and other products as well from Liquor King as well. You can drop down to Liquor King Ponsonby.
Yep.
And then you can visit Steph and the team. They're absolutely amazing. They're super knowledgeable, friendly, and they'll definitely help you guys out.
Liquor King online though now, basically.
Yeah. Liquor King Ponsonby is an institution. Big Hungry used to live two doors down the road from Liquor King Ponsonby. I've picked up kegs from there. I've picked up kegs from Liquor King on the shore.
Are you on Clarence Street? No.
On the corner.
Oh, what is that street?
It's just off Ponsonby Road.
Maybe O'Neill Street. It might be, yeah.
It's just on the corner.
Down. So we're at 254 Ponsonby Road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, come through and hang out with us.
And also, as Big Hungry was saying, online, I think one of the key things here is if you're 18 plus, you can go online and you can hook yourself up. Some great deals.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, if you want to do this process again, just to finish things off, you can definitely, you know, use that balance of formula that we had before and then maybe change a few different ingredients in there. So let's say we're doing the gin sour, but then you change the gin for whiskey, boom, whiskey sour like that.
Nice.
And what you could do is do the exact same process at the end, maybe float a bit of red wine on top, get that Clarence snap, boom, New York sour. So that's a whole nother beverage.
Right. Mm. I like that actually, because then you've kind of got a base, but then you sort of adapt with these different little fruity numbers to morph it into different zones. Like a genius.
We actually tried this at the office before. Try some Wild Turkey Bourbon. Try some Angus the Bull Cab Sav from LK.
Whoa. Okay.
Give that a go, yeah?
Rad.
Nice. I think we give Eddie a quick clap.
Yeah, that feels good.
That was a strong acting performance, mate.
Big ups, Eddie. Big ups, Liquor King.
Thanks,
thank
you
very much. It.
Cheers, Liquor King.
Ah, refreshing. Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Thanks to Liquor King.